This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma, 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that body removal tech Renee makes $55,000 a year. Okay, on the phone this morning is Jen in Federal Way. And again, if you didn't get through today, please call tomorrow. We'd love to have you on this week. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Happy Monday. Hope you enjoyed the beautiful weather over the weekend. And thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary.
Yeah, thanks. I listen every morning and I'm like, I need to call in.
Thank you. Everybody needs to call in and make the world a better place. That's simple. Oh, by the way, Jen is a security company co-worker. Does that sound about right, Jen?
Co-owner.
Oh.
That sounds different. Co-owner. Oh, that's way more interesting than co-worker. Co-owner. Okay. I like that. All right. So, Jen, you've listened before, but let me explain this for everybody. Maybe if you don't know, we're going to put a minute on the clock right now. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we'll play a song. We're all going to think it over, come back, and guess what we think you make. But then you will share your salary here in about 5 minutes. Sound good?
Oh, sounds good.
Dave, how are you feeling about this co-owner of a security company?
I like that she's a co-owner.
Not a co-worker?
And a co-worker.
It's a lot of work.
Oh.
Yeah, owning your own business is you never get a break.
It's
so,
a full-time.
Okay, let's find out everything. Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. If you're ready, on your mark, get set, and go, Gabe.
How long have you been a co-owner?
We've been in business for about 4 years now.
Okay, and were you working security before that? How did you get to own this company?
My husband started it and he needed help.
Is he your co-owner?
Yes.
Who has the background in security?
My husband does.
Does he pay you well?
He does.
Is he ex-military?
No. Ex-law enforcement.
Do you own a home?
Yes.
How many guns do you have in your home right now?
Do you say guns?
Yeah.
Like four?
How many employees do you have?
About 25.
Ooh, and do you have, let's see, how many contracts do you currently have?
Just under 200.
Ooh. Ooh.
Is this like businesses or homes?
It's everything. Retail, commercial, everything.
Oh, that's interesting. So I want to know how you have 200 contracts with 25 people. But don't answer that. We're outside of our time zone here.
Don't ask questions, Matt. Outside of the buzzer.
I'm thinking out loud.
Disqualification.
Rhetorical thinking out loud here. Jen, I would never bend the rules
Ron,
like that.
Cut him off.
I'm a rule follower, too. All right. So there we go. Jen in Federal Way. She and her husband own a security company. Mm. So what do you think she makes? This is the fun part. You text in, please, right now. Put your name and where you live on the text. What do you think she's making? And if you can hang out for literally, like, what is it? 2 minutes and 47 seconds. You're going to hear exactly what Jen makes coming up next because she's going to share her salary. Right, Jen?
Yes.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Jen. She lives in Federal Way, and she and her husband own a security company together. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Jen before we find out how much she makes?
She's been in this for 4 years. She said her husband does pay her well. Woo, woo. They own a home. They have 25 employees. They do everything from like commercial to residential, et cetera, et cetera. They do have 4 guns in the home and about 200 plus contracts.
I find it interesting, too, that when you called in, Jen, you didn't just say, yeah, I own a security company with my husband. You said, I'm a co-owner with my husband. It seemed very,
very humble,
very parceled out. But let's play the game. Gabe, you are up first. So what are you thinking?
Okay, so if they have that many contracts and that many employees, I think they're a mullin. DJ Daphne, whoop whoop, going to school for the last week. So excited for summer. 200,000.
And I keep telling y'all, it's going to be real lonely next week. All these kids are going to graduate from whatever class they're in, and we're going to have no more junior texters next week. It'll be summer vacation. Ronnie, what do you think?
DJ Daphne better listen in on summer break.
All you kids better wake up early. Don't lie to us.
So I'm going to go a little bit lower. I think the security market is very saturated right now. I see more private security company cars than police cars. So I think it's going to be a little bit lower. Still doing well, though. And Jed from Puyallup says 189.
Do you see that on your dash cam?
All over the dash cam.
There was just an article last week, actually, that was talking about how most businesses in Seattle now have to hire private security.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can't even do business because this crime is so bad.
Yeah.
So, again, you guys are forgetting this is only half of the nut. So I'm going to go even lower with Kashmir in Camino Island. She's done well for me in the past, 156,982. But that's over 300 grand.
Can you elaborate by what you mean of half of the nut?
Well, she's getting, it's her salary. She called in.
Oh.
So she said, I co-own, I'm a half owner. So I'm thinking this is double whatever she's making.
Because
her husband makes the same amount.
Yeah.
If she would have called in and said, we own a company, what do you think we make? I'd have been okay.
Half the nut.
So,
got it.
Half the nut. So the squirrels got half. The other half is remains to be seen. So here we go. 156, 189, 200. Those are our guesses, but it really doesn't matter. Jen or Federal Way, we don't know how much you actually make owning that security company. Time to share your salary.
108,000.
Oh, with all those contracts. So is Ron right? Is the market saturated? What's going on? It's still a great living, by the way. You guys are doing awesome. But
there's just a lot of security companies out there, like you said. I mean, I wish I made 200,000.
That's a lot of contracts, though.
Is it really competitive to try to get those contracts?
Kind of, yeah. We're more of a patrol service, so we're not standing. A lot of the standing security companies make a lot more, so we're just basically patrol.
Oh, and that's why you have 25 employees and 200 contracts, is he can drive to multiple sites in an evening? Is that the deal?
Yes.
Aha.
What is the company vehicle? Is it the RAV4?
Ford?
Chevy Malibu.
We were in the Chevy, like, Sonics, but now we're, like, phasing into, like, the, Toyota Scion. It's just more of a gas saver.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to see one of them, like, just big semi-automatic machine guns on the hood. Okay. Just, you know, just really intimidate the bad guys.
Have any, like, Segways?
No.
Do you think about how aggressive a car looks, though? Because you're not stopping crime in a Prius.
You could.
No. We're more of like a transient mover alongers. You know.
Gotcha. Yeah. Move along now.
Yep.
Which, by the way, tough to do on a Segway.
Yeah.
Thinking like Paul Blart Mall Cop.
That's what
there.
I had in my head, to be honest.
Yeah, there you go. You got around the mall pretty good. Well, Jen, appreciate what you do. You know, we all need a little safety around here. So thanks so much for you know, doing it. And congratulations on starting your own company. That's amazing.
Thank you. Woo.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.